Next case, please.
The next application is 11,846 Ernest Mayer, Inc., doing business as Parker Block Company, seeks a special use exception to operate a concrete batch plant and to use a manufactured home-type structure as an office. Sections 115-23A, 115-105A, and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Millsboro Highway, east side of Mumford Road, approximately 295 feet east of the intersection of Mumford Road and Millsboro Highway. The 911 address is 30243 Millsboro Highway, Millsboro. The zoning district is LI2 and AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 20, Parcel 15.01. Again, it's a special use exception to operate a concrete batch plant and use a manufactured home type structure as an office. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rex Timmons, 103 Moore's Crossing, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Ms. Cornwell, just to clarify, because I know there was a note on my application about a variance that from my discussions with you, there is no variance needed.
There is no variance needed. The manufactured home that was located in the front yard setback was relocated, and it no longer needs a variance. It now complies with the setbacks.
Okay, thank you. But we're still looking for a special use exception for
the manufactured home to be used as an office and the concrete batch plant.
Okay.
But the location of that building was relocated to comply with the setbacks.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Again, Rex Timmons. I'm one of the co-owners of Parker Block, here to represent the application for the concrete plant. A little history on Parker Block. It was established in 1929 and has been growing ever since. 1985, they put in a new block plant. Roughly 2010, we put in a precast plant, and about 18 months ago, we've been running portable concrete mixers. And we've kind of outgrown that to keep up with our customers. So that's the reason applying for the concrete plant. The operation hours I would like to have is 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturday, 5 a.m. to 1 p.m.
5 a.m. to what? In
5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
The plant will be approximately 240 feet from the next neighbor's property line. Hold on, I'm gonna drop my glasses, gentlemen. And we are about approximately 560 feet from the nearest neighbor's house. The entrance going back to the concrete plant, we've already started putting in cypress trees for to knock down dust control. And they probably run right now a good 100 feet down into the property line. They're about 4 foot apart, so when they grow, it'll become a wall. Back there where the unconditional use of the 10 acres where the concrete plant would be located, there will be a 4 foot berm all the way around the 10 acres with cypress planted all the way around the berm. There again for privacy, dust. The acreage that is around the concrete plant is also owned by us, so there would be no disturbing anybody that's building new residential houses around that.
It says lands of Ernest.
Ernest Mayer.
Mailer.
Yes, we're doing business as Parker Block.
Okay. So he's your partner.
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay. Because you said it was owned by us, and I didn't see Parker Block.
Yeah, well, I'm one of the co-owners. And basically, okay. What it was is me and my partner bought Parker Block. He has a big block company over outskirts of D.C. So to get buying power, I merged my shares into Ernest Mayer, kept the name because the name is well known. Hopefully you all know the name. But
okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's fine. And that's pretty much it. Just trying to keep up. 4 years ago, there was five concrete plants. Now there's only five concrete businesses. There's only two concrete businesses now. You got Atlantic Concrete, which is up and down the state of Delaware, and you got C&amp;D in Seaford now. Pioneer had two plants, one in Frankfurt, one in Delmore, closed them. So you have those two companies, and this concrete goes with our business. They pour the footers, we haul the block, we haul the lentils.
So what you have now compared to what you're proposing, two different things.
Right.
You're just proposing concrete where you've always had the precast block.
Yeah, block plant and a precast plant.
Excuse me. Let me see if there's any questions. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
I assume that you've talked to neighbors and there's not a...
We try to be good neighbors, mm-hmm. naturally. I've had nobody come into office, approach me, where the sign's been set outside of our office. I've not heard any feedback. The one gentleman, Ray, who runs along the driveway, which we actually planted a cypress, I talked to him. He was good with it. He said, go ahead. He said, plant it. He said, I wish he'd done it last year. So.
Okay. And that would be Ray Folkrod.
Yes.
And so, I don't know if I heard it specifically, but you feel that your request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Another question.
Okay.
Same entrance. You use the same
yes.
entrance. And approximately, if you've got some estimate of what the increase in traffic might be.
Right now, there won't be. It would only be if we expand, which, you know, we're a based economy business. So if the economy gets jumping heavy, naturally we would probably increase the concrete trucks, which right. would then increase traffic.
But right now, you don't feel there will be?
No, not right at the moment.
Okay.
And I guess in all traffic goes out the Millsboro Highway?
Yeah, right on 24.
Okay.
Any further?
No.
Okay. Mr. Rickard?
I believe Mr. Mills has asked the special use exception requirements. How about the variance requirements? You're looking for a variance of...
No.
There's no variance required.
It's a requirement here.
They were able to move the building, so it no longer needs a variance.
All right, I'll strike that then. You answered the special use exception question by Mr. Mills, and that's fine. Next.
Yep.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. No questions. Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Got a couple.
Okay.
You mentioned that you want to operate from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. Looking at your conditional use, it says concrete crusher activities would be limited in hours to 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Now, my understanding is that's for that portion where you're planning on putting this. Is that correct?
No, that's when I got the conditional use, I got it for a concrete crusher. A block plant, an asphalt plant, and a concrete plant. Right now, we're just asking for a concrete plant.
Okay, so you're not going to be doing crushing activities?
No crushing, okay. Just a concrete plant.
And is it your position that the noise and dust and traffic related to the plant will not have an adverse effect on neighboring properties?
No, I don't think so. I think it's set so far off the road back into the field. Because
now this is not updated, but I call this a tax ditch that runs here. The plant you're looking at is back here in this area. And now the bulk of this is grown up. We're probably looking at 10 to 12 foot trees.
Has that berm been installed, that 4 foot high berm?
The berm is done all the way around to here, and then I stopped. Because then I wasn't sure. I didn't want to put the money.
Hold the phone. Let's check.
I have a pretty berm and no concrete plant.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, I want to switch gears. You mentioned part of this is also a special use exception for the manufactured home type structure. From your application, my understanding is you plan on building a new facility on there within 2 years?
Not.
Is that what I saw? A permanent office space?
Oh, no, okay, yeah. I'm still stuck in the con, yeah.
Yeah, that's the same, we're shifting gears.
A sales office, yes.
Yeah, and where do you plan on, I guess, is that going to be in the front part or the rear part?
Yes, that would be right along 24. I can't tell if that's actually at the house, but there was a rental house here that we burned down, and the, oh, okay, yes, this house is no longer there. So right now, the temporary offices are here to here. It used to be here. That's when, you know, got me straight home on that. So I moved this one, and now we got the one running here and one running here. And those are the ones that are, hopefully in 2 years, we'll have a sales office. They need to be gone. And we'll get a sales office there.
Are those, and you can step back up. What year model are those units?
The temporary, they're a Hale construction office, basically. I don't know what year they are.
Hale being out of Delmar.
Yeah.
They're newer construction, newer models. They're not.
Yeah, 30. They're not old and raggy now.
And they have a neat appearance to them?
Yes. They're underpinned, covered up, everything.
Okay. And do you have any landscaping around them or anything?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I may be missing something here. I see on the application a special use exception marked, and I see concrete plant or batch plant, as well as the variances, but I don't see anything for the temporary office structure written on the application. Was that advertised?
It was.
It was, and the application I have, it is shown on there. It may not have.
I see it marked at the top where it says there's a variance, two X's, and a special use exception.
Yeah, two X's.
And then down below where it says variance, special use exception, appeal request. And I see concrete plant batch, and then the variance request. I don't see anything for the.
Yeah, I don't know. The original application has the special use exception, and the variance is crossed out. So maybe the application was copied prior to something happening, because the original application has my handwriting saying that it needed a special use exception for both items and no variances.
And Mr. Mills, there is there are two letters from the applicant, one for the concrete batch plant and the other for the manufactured home. So I believe it was something that was applied for. We certainly advertised for both.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And it's even noted, if you look under the code reference, all of the code references are accurate.
Okay.
Just show it on there.
And I guess one other, because this is for the type structure for an office, you're looking at it for a temporary period of time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long are you looking for?
For the sales trailers,
correct.
Probably roughly 2 years.
Okay.
Do you then need like to have a permanent office structure?
Do you two do it?
Right there.
Yeah, it should.
Better to.
Oh, you think stretch it just in case?
You can always come back too.
You come just back. Have to pay another $400. I didn't know if you wanted to.
Oh.
You would just have to pay another $400 if you didn't make it.
Didn't make decisions. So you want three or four? I mean, do you think that two will?
I'll go three if I can get three. That way I'm covered. I mean, if I got it in there at two, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the goal is two years.
But just pretend something happened. Like Mr. Mills said, if you got to come back, then you got another $400 to pay. So.
Right. I appreciate that.
That's what he was trying to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, are there any other questions? Hearing none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that in both accounts, the request for a batch plant or a temporary office will not substantially affect adversely the uses neighboring adjacent properties. We did not hear testimony to the contrary. And so I make a motion we approve case number 11,846 with a limitation for the offices for a period of 3 years.
Period of 3 years.
Okay. Otherwise approving the concrete.
Concrete, yes, yes, yes. The only limitation would be on the sales trailer, not the batch plant.
Sales trailer for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion on
three
the floor?
Years. 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,646 and also the sales trailer for a period of 3 years.
Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reason.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated, so by vote 5-0, case number 11,846 is approved, sir.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Gentlemen, that takes care of all of this evening's regular business. And now we'll move on to additional.